Joining us now in our studios from 50 North, the 50 North Program Coordinator, Patty Cernia. Patty, yay, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. It's been quite a while since we've had you in.
Yeah, on the
phone, I guess, at time.
Always lots going on down to 50 North.
There is. You know, we're in the summertime now, and while I guess we still have, you know, some pandemic issues kind of lurking right now, everything's open and going like a quote unquote normal.
Yeah, it sure is. So we're seeing more and more people in 50 North every day. And you know, there's those who still wish to wear a mask, of course, and we welcome that. It's, you know, at your whatever you prefer to do, and we're also still providing our hybrid classes, which means if you're at 50 North taking a class, whether it be lifelong learning or a fitness class, we're still going to provide a Zoom option. So people, if they want to be at home, and so people love that. So we'll go both ways with that.
But yeah, it really gets people comfortable about participating. However, whichever way you'd like to do it, you still like to participate, there's something for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're having a great time.
Well, what's happening this month? We're into August already.
Oh, I know. Well, we've got if you haven't heard the 50 North Community Band, you really got to come down. They're having a free concert on Monday, August 16th at 3 in the afternoon. We'll be out in the courtyard of 50 North if it's a nice day. Otherwise, we'll be inside and we'll be serving ice cream. But it's a free concert, so that we'd welcome anybody to come on down for that. And these are volunteer band members. There's got to be about, you know, 30 or 40 band members. So it's a lot of fun. And then we have an upcoming trip to the State Fair for the Senior Day. And that's August 31st. It's a Tuesday. And they'll be going up on a bus, leaving early in the morning and spending the whole day there. And they're done at about 5 p.m. and back here. And it runs $52 if you want to take the bus up there with our group. You can bring your kids, bring your friends. It's just a nice option where you don't have to hassle driving.
Oh, fun. Yeah, that is a good thing. And the State Fair, boy, I can't believe we're already talking about that.
Oh, I
know.
Summer's
almost over.
I know, yeah.
It would be nice getting the Great Minnesota Get-Together back going this year.
Yeah, I just go for the food, but yeah, it's lots of fun. And since Craig can't be with us today as far as our fitness coordinating, he left me with some comments for everybody, but we are still offering over 50 classes a week at 50 North in both aqua and in fitness. We have 15 aqua classes going on all through the week. We have lots of in-person classes that are gauged toward any activity level, and again, we're offering that with Zoom as well. And it's from everything from high cardio to yogas to Tai Chi. So there's just really something for everybody there. I personally go into the fitness room every day at 6 a.m. or hit the, you know, open swim in the pool. And I just love it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stop in for a tour if you haven't been there in a while. Check us out and see what it's looking like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great fun. We also have like these fitness groups. So we have bowling. We have a bowling group and it meets on Fridays over in Faribault right now until we can get back over to the Northfield, Jesse James lanes. My personal favorite is softball. So on Tuesdays, we have two teams here from 50 North. Next Tuesday, we're playing Owatonna. And it's at 10 o'clock in the morning over at Seckler. So grab a chair and come on over for some fun on Tuesday.
All right.
We started up water volleyball on Mondays, and it got so popular that we're offering it on Friday evenings as well. This is just a blast. So, you know, it's 30 people in the pool having a great time. And again, all ages, right? So just come on down. We've got biking groups. They'll either drive or ride around town, or they'll travel off to trails around the, you know, nearby area. It's a great group to get out and bike with. We have pickleball down at Lions Park, and that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays if you want to learn how to play pickleball, never played. They've got the paddles and everything for you down there.
I've never played pickleball.
I know, but it's getting so popular.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And honestly, if we ever get into with our expansion going, we're definitely going to gear up for some big pickleball courts because it's so
it's
fun.
It's in demand.
I'm a racquetball player, but pickleball is really challenging.
Yeah,
it honestly is.
I mean, is it like tennis or table tennis, ping pong, or what?
Yeah. I mean, they have different rules and the court size is, you know, a little different, but you can get some really high cardio pickleball, which was surprising. But, you know, there's leagues all over our area. So.
And why did they name it pickleball?
I don't know. I'm not the person to ask that one. Pickleball, really? I mean, there must be some reason.
It sounds like fun. One of these days, one of these years, maybe I'm gonna pick up pickleball.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, it's a good chance for people just to drop in and check it out and see what it's like without having to invest anything. So, yeah. And then as far as like our lifelong learning classes and art classes that are coming up, I don't know if you've ever heard Alan Anderson speak on climate change, but he is really an excellent speaker and an activist in our area. And he's coming in on August 11th at 1 o'clock. We're hosting him for a program called Getting Hot. And he's going to be, you know, just sharing about what's going on in our warming world, you know, what we can do for our grandkids and our future generations, and really just why it's important. And these impacts are being felt right here in Minnesota and around our world. So he is going to be here on August 11th at 1. I really encourage you guys to stop in and hear him speak. He's excellent.
Really fascinating. Yeah, he's had a climate show here on KYMN with Bruce Moreland for 4 years now, and it's coming to a close. You only have a couple of months left. But good speaker, knows his stuff, has done the research. It's all scientific. It's not conjecture or any type of rumors or fake news. It's all scientifically proven, and he's got he'll deliver, no doubt.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you feel a little hopeless, like what could I do to make a change? But he's got some really, really encouraging, and he's optimistic that each and every one of us can do these simple things that are going to together make a big difference. So I'm all for that. Yeah. Then we have a caregiver support workshop coming up, and this is sponsored by Catholic Charities. And it's going to meet once a week for 6 weeks, and each session is about 2 hours long. And they have trained facilitators who themselves have been caregivers and know firsthand the challenges that you face. So if you know of a caregiver, please share that word. It starts on Tuesday, August 17th, and it goes from 1 to 3 p.m. So check out our website. Give us a call at 507-664-3700 if you want any more information on those. Just another thing that's kind of new in our, I just finished putting together a resource guide for older adults in our area, and it's available online at 50north.org. And if you go to our main menu tab and click resources, we put together a large collection of resources from health and wellness to transportation. I'm getting calls every day. You know, my mom needs a ride to a doctor's appointment in Minneapolis. Is there volunteer drivers? Well, there are answers, and yes, there are. So if you have questions and you're looking for those resources, don't hesitate to call us and ask for me, and we'll help you out with that. I've also put it into a print booklet, and that's free to pick up at 50 North. So I recommend just swing by and pick up a copy of that if you're interested.
All right. Anything else?
We're still providing our senior dining program. So if people are interested, it's being provided by curbside pickup. You have to call a day ahead, but it's either a free or reduced fee lunch, but it's by curbside pickup.
All right.
Yeah.
And you can contact 50 North or go to the website. You have a website that has a lot of information, though.
Yeah.
Probably answer just about any question that you have, but if not, you can certainly give them a call.
Yeah, and don't forget about, you know, visiting our popcorn wagon and used a bit, because those both support 50 North. So look forward to seeing you at the popcorn wagon this summer.
Been there many times already this summer, no doubt. Fatty, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks
and
for
we'll
having
see
us.
You again at some point, I'm sure.
Great. Look
All
forward
right.
to it.
Mm-hmm. Fatty Sirdia, once again, the program coordinator at 50 North. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.